Hello, this is a global podcast from Cyprus Scene, bringing you a review from Northern Cyprus.
By Oz Orman. Chris Elliott was very kind with his words when I posted to him the second part of my research video on Nicosia International Airport. I'm no YouTuber, but since semi-retirement from primary teaching in London, I decided to embark on my passion for history, aviation, and research. To keep busy, I also learned how to put videos together for YouTube using a specific program. I've never been a great fan of technology, and my channel is also aided by my friends and is not for monetary gain. I don't actively seek subscribers or check for views. Once a video has been uploaded, it's on to the next project. However, on occasions, more information comes my way, which I hadn't anticipated. Therefore, you have to plan for a part 2 and not worry about the length of the video. This is what happened after I completed NIC and Airport Too Far, part 1. On average, YouTube viewers lose interest after 3 minutes unless they have specifically identified something to watch. YouTube also claim that you need a hook to encourage people to watch, and you also need to make your video flow. I felt that it was important to tie up the information I mentioned in part 1 of the Nicosia International video and make it balanced. There are many videos about the airport and the buffer zone, but I wanted to focus on drawing out information that hadn't been covered before. I also have the added incentive of visiting the National Archives in Kew, London. Here there is a plethora of documentation relating to everything Cyprus and beyond. You just have to be savvy enough to plan and identify the key information. A couple of hours at the National Archives can leave you with brain fog because the information can be so overwhelming. It is a case of pacing yourself and making sure that what you are recording or photographing is relevant. Security at the National Archives is tight. However, I'm now a lot better at using the facility and used what I have discovered to aid my research and feature in my videos. Part 2 of NIC and Airport Too Far focuses on Erkan and Larnaca as both communities moved away from re-establishing Nicosia International as the island's main airport. So far, both videos have been well received, but they are stories I wanted to tell and publish. It was interesting finding out what was going on behind the scenes with the airport and aircraft post-1974. I hope your readers find it informative. In typical fashion, once I had aired Part 2, more information came my way, which would enable a part 3 at some point.